Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 20th of November, recording at 9:26 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Well, quite an interesting day in here today. The Asian stock markets, let me give you the highlights first. The Asian stock markets, for the most part, closed well on the higher side of their ranges after some early selling pressure following Wall Street's weak close last night. European stock markets had mostly pretty reasonable gains here today, with the UK FTSE index up 1.73% at 6226. Now, these indices were helped by quite a strong Wall Street when Europe closed. The Dow really seesawed in here again today. It was up about 140 points and then fell by almost that much. In other words, gave up all the gains and fell certainly over 110 points. And then managed to recover, moved up close to 100 points before closing out up 51, so 0.4 of a in terms of percentage gains on the day. Similar move on the S&P and a more modest gain on the Nasdaq overall. Bank indices were weak once again, although off the lows. And the more, let's see, modest profit taking in long-dated government bonds. The more dramatic news by far was a very weak dollar that's currently down. This is a downward dynamic, currently down 556 ticks on the dollar index at 75.20. And the euro blasted up to a new all-time high, currently at 148.20. And let's see, the Swissie, the dollar slid to 110.73 in this current after-hours trading. Sterling picked up 206.61. And precious metals, we had a good upside key day reversal on gold today. That's currently trading in after hours at 803.58. And silver romped in here today and showing at 14.93 for March in the after hours trading. What else to mention here? And platinum steady again today. So they were all up. Copper, which has been dipping underneath that $3 level in the States, managed a rally here today, closing out at 304. Metals were mostly up except for tin, which, following its break of the short-term uptrend yesterday, fell again in here today. And softs were mixed, with wheat showing one of the better gains. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, as far as stock markets are concerned, the enterprising East is holding up better than the wobbly West. No surprise there. The overall performance of India has been extraordinary, even though it was down in here today. It's been one of the steadiest overall, so far resisting that contagion, despite a short-term overbought condition and some overextension relative to its 200-day moving average. Now, looking around, again, I've said it over and over again, but it's the main point: banks are at the center of the concerns for the Western markets. And there is clearly some contagion coming from the Western markets as well, which has led to these reactions so far, comparatively small reactions by the Asian markets and by the resources markets. They're much too small. The downside moves that we've seen are generally too small to be considered as corrections, although Canada has seen a little bit bigger pullback than the other resources markets, and attribute that to its border proximity to the USA. Now, the banks, I've described the action as looking or as becoming climactic, and that's certainly the case. That doesn't mean that it can't be more climactic, and I've got to say that there's no evidence on the charts yet that these moves are over, but climactic action by definition is short term. So I think that we are not that far from a bottom in these banking indices. One has to allow for an overshoot in conditions like this, especially when there's so much uncertainty. And people are bandying around these big ballpark figures. My own hunch is that people, they generally settle on round numbers, and so we seem to be getting a bit of a consensus forming around $500 billion or $500 billion in terms of actual write-downs. Now, that's a frightening figure for sure, but the fact that that's being bandied around in the markets really does suggest that we have seen, or that it, that most of that is already discounted by the declines that we have seen in those financial indices. So, my hunch, though, is that we're not going to see meaningful gains in any of the Western stock markets until the banks stop going down and show, either get a good, decent technical rally and show some evidence of base building following the carnage that we've actually seen. Now, when that happens, I wouldn't be at all surprised if we didn't see the fuller money favorite themes of Asian emerging markets and also the resources markets pushing up strongly, probably going to new all-time highs, although they would be healthier for a little bit more consolidation near current levels to get them closer to the rising 200-day moving averages overall. Now, such is the fear in the West, again, mainly almost entirely due to concern over the banks and the contagion within economies leading to slowdowns in the West, that some people are overreacting, in my opinion, by talking about the peaking of the global growth plays, such as the miners and all the various different infrastructure plays. I think that's nonsense, actually, and I think that that's very much a Western-centric view all along. So I think that, you know, where fuller money themes have pulled back, where they've seen reasonable corrections, they look interesting. Once again, not all of them have pulled back all that far, though. Although inevitably there's been some softening in those sectors against a general weaker tone that we have seen in stock markets. Now, why not a bear market? Well, we've certainly seen a bear market for bank shares and some property shares and some building shares, but in terms of a global bear market, I just don't see it. As serious as this credit crisis actually is, first, it's not a global credit crisis. That's an extremely important point to make. The engines for global GDP growth are now China and India. And also, we do not have the long-dated government bond yields backing up. If yields are hitting new highs for the year, then the risk of a global bear market would be real. So really all we're seeing is a selective bear runs in the sectors most effective. Again, to repeat those, that's banks and that's property companies and building shares. But I emphasize that this is pretty much a Western phenomenon. All the Japanese bank stocks have also way underperformed, although they had a reasonably good day today, and we had some downside failures in the broader Japanese indices as well. That was interesting, and there's raised the possibility that we might be near the bottom of that correction, although one swallow does not a summer make, to coin a phrase. So we need some further follow through. In other words, now what else to mention here? Well, precious metals. I'm glad that I wrote that piece on them in yesterday's comment of the day, and also talked about them in the audio, and was in there nibbling myself. I hope some of you who are similarly interested had a chance to pick up some of those precious metals earlier today, before the big rallies occurred. To me, this is just a consolidation prior to new highs. What's interesting in here is that platinum continues to lead. Now, platinum led on the way up in the original breakout earlier this year, back in the autumn. And we also saw platinum peak by at least a couple of days and get a downward dynamic off its highs before the correction that commenced not long ago. And we also saw platinum turn around and push back up. It's rallied on consecutive days in here, and it must have regained three-quarters of its decline from the high so far. Now, gold's kicked in, and we've seen silver rebound off that 14 level that I emphasized on the spot silver yesterday. So this is looking interesting. And I think that, again, it wouldn't be surprising, and as a matter of fact, it would be healthy for these markets if they just established trading ranges for a while, bouncing around on between, say, today's lows or yesterday's lows and the former highs. That may not happen, but I'm just pointing out that would not do any harm to the overall picture technically to have a few more weeks consolidation. But I maintain that considerably higher levels beckon, not least because these are quoted in weak dollars, and also the precious metals are generally firm against all currencies. And I think that's, well, now oil, crude oil, gosh, I forgot to mention that. Very strong in here today, up 365 in after hours trading as I speak, and that's it, puts the WTI at 98.27, so getting close to that $100 level once again, which surely will be passed, if not this month or next month, certainly in the new year. And meanwhile, it continues to look like another ranging consolidation within the overall upward trend. Once the banks begin to steady, and there has that contagion selling that we've been getting from the Western markets, we saw that today with the precious metals in terms of some of their intraday volatility. In other words, they romped upwards when the Dow was strong, and then halved gains, well, silver halved its gains when the Dow moved from 140 up to 100 and something down, only to rally back up as the Dow went back into the plus side. So that contagion does still exist, but it's not as important as the overall upward trend that is very much intact for these precious metals. And my point is that I think that it's only a matter of time and a little bit of steadying in the financials before we see the industrial metals, most of the industrial metals strengthen once again. I'm thinking particularly some of those depressed industrial metals, and that steadier stock markets in the West would dampen down that commentary regarding the vulnerability of the global growth themes. Also, I think that it would be rash of China not to start accumulating where some of these industrial metals are depressed, or to be actually increasing their accumulation. And so that's it for another exciting day. So all the best to all of you.